USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, again, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. Indiana widened their eligibility to all residents 45 and older effective immediately. Ohio will begin vaccinating all residents 40 and older on Friday, with shots being opened to all residents 16 and older on March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says he's not surprised that Iran was working against Trump. A Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that they would want to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
If you look at, during the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An argument over money led to four deaths in Indiana.
Four members of an East Indianapolis family were shot and killed Saturday. Leading officers on a day-long manhunt to find the suspect and his six-month-old child. He's being accused of kidnapping. Marion County Sheriff's Department spokesperson tells 13 WTHR the public is why the suspect was found so quickly.
I do believe that the community has played a role. They've been giving us information, and that's what's important. Our community sticks together, and our community has done what we've been urging them to do for a while. Contact us. Give us the information.
The suspect, 25-year-old Malik Halfaker, was found about 5 miles from the shooting and was arrested Sunday. The six-month-old was also found unharmed. It is being reported by the TV outlet family members aged 7, 23, 35, and 44 were killed over stimulus check money. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And an archaeological dig in the desert south of Jerusalem has uncovered new Dead Sea Scroll fragments.
The Israeli Antiquities Authority tells us the fragments were hidden in the cave by Israeli freedom fighters in the revolt against Rome 1,900 years ago. Ryan Trager of USA Radio Network in Israel tells us there are two reasons to call this a remarkable discovery.
It's really remarkable because we have further verification now that the Bible, in fact, is true not only on the basis of its internal integrity, but on the basis of archaeological discoveries.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan DeRocky.